Well, in some ways, you might expect no differences for these families because, apart from the fact that the embryo was created in the laboratory, these children are no different in terms of their relationship with their parents from any other children. Well, these are parents who went to very great lengths in order to have children. Firstly, they went through years of infertility. They then went through years of investigations before they even embarked on treatment. And when these extremely wanted children eventually arrive, it seems that they become very committed parents. They've gone through a lot and they really value their children. So in that sense, they actually seem to be more involved with their children than our comparison group of parents who conceive their children in the usual way. The children themselves, although they have very highly involved parents and you might expect them to be functioning even better than other children, in fact, are doing absolutely fine, but are no different from the children we studied who had been conceived naturally.
Have you discovered whether or not these children outside of the family, especially as they grow older, are subject to any sort of ostracism for being so-called test tube babies?
We haven't found that. I think about half of the children conceived by IVF know that they were test tube babies. But these days, this is a procedure that isn't particularly frowned upon, and I think children actually, if they think they're going to be teased about something, are quite sensitive to this and just choose who they tell. But it doesn't seem to be a problem.